This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Jordan has tried to build support among wary Arab countries for a post-war future for Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers to discuss ways to stop the war between Hamas and Israel. After the meeting, Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, told reporters,
"The whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come."
The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"A ceasefire now would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, has accused President Joe Biden of supporting a genocide against Palestinians and warned of repercussions in next year's election.
"Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one. We will remember in 2024.
In a video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Friday, the Democratic congresswoman from the northern state of Michigan repeated her calls for Biden to back a ceasefire in the almost month-long Israel-Hamas conflict. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding an immediate halt to Israel's bombardment of Gaza marched on Saturday in Paris, Berlin, and other European cities. This is VOA News. Survivors of a strong earthquake that struck Nepal's northwest in the middle of the night have described sudden shaking followed by houses collapsing and burying entire families as the death toll rose to 157. Most of those killed were crushed by debris when their houses, usually made by stacking rocks and logs, crumbled under the force of the trembler midnight Friday. During a visit to Ukraine Saturday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen congratulated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the progress the nation has made in making reforms necessary to join the European Union. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking at a joint news conference in Kyiv with President Zelensky Saturday, von der Leyen said she was impressed with the excellent progress Ukraine had made towards making reforms to its judiciary and fighting corruption. The visit comes a week before a key report is due on the enlargement of the EU, and von der Leyen said the report would note Kyiv's progress on its path to EU membership.
"I want to tell you how impressed we are by the reforms you've made in the midst of a war. You should never forget you are fighting an existential war, and at the same time, you're deeply reforming your country."
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States is looking for a, quote, more useful and effective trade program with Africa, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said on Saturday, as talks are underway to update a two-decade-old duty-free initiative. The African Growth and Opportunity Act, which grants exports from qualifying countries duty-free access to the U.S. market, is due to expire in September 2025, with talks focused on renewal and possible reform. AGOA was reauthorized twice before, in 2004 and 2015, and Tai is in Johannesburg, South Africa, wrapping up 3 days of talks with African trade ministers over the program's future. More and more U.S. cities are considering ending the right on red traffic law that allows drivers to make a right-hand turn at an intersection if the coast is clear. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After a dramatic spike in automobile crashes that have killed or injured pedestrians and bicyclists, cities like Washington, D.C. and Ann Arbor, Michigan have approved a ban on right on red. Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are considering those changes too. According to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, more than 7,500 pedestrians were killed last year, the largest number in decades. The National Motorists Association says ending the right on red rule won't help the problem.